All right, we're live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, Thursday, day two, with, the only five-time male performer of the year, the Michael Jordan of modern porn, Mr. Manuel Ferrara.
Oh, my God. Thank you. It's me.
How you doing so far, sir?
I'm great. There's beautiful women everywhere. It's like fish in the water.
There you go. There you go. How's your weekend going? You've been walking around meeting people?
Very good. I came a little earlier to the internet show and I did really, really good. I had really good business meetings, and now it's all about the fans, meeting people, meeting fans, meeting new girls too. It's amazing. It's still a great, great show to be at.
Very cool. Very cool. So for those who aren't too familiar, how long have you been in the business for now?
This is my 19th year.
19th year?
Yeah, I started in France, yeah. Then all over Europe, and then I came to America in 2002 for Fashionistas.
Yeah. Oh, very cool, very cool, man. So, what do you call it? How's your 2015 been? What you been working on this year?
I had an awesome 2015. I shoot movies, obviously with Evil Angel, but I also shoot movies through Jules Jordan. In the beginning, we didn't want to really use Manuel Ferrara, so it was directed by Lensman. But everyone knew it was me, so, you know, we decided finally to call it Manuel Ferrara. I told Jules, yeah, don't worry. I'm like, it's ridiculous. Everyone knows it's me anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I started a bunch of new projects, which include virtual reality porn with a holofilm.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing. I don't know if you had if you tried it, but
not yet.
Go fucking check that booth out and tell them Manuel sent you. They'll put the thing on you. And it's fucking crazy.
Really?
It's fucking crazy. I didn't believe in it in the beginning until I actually watched what we shot, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know they've tried to do 3D in the past, but the technology just wasn't there yet.
Yeah, 3D didn't really work, and virtual reality back then was more like CGI type shit. No, this is a real thing. Take a look. You're gonna... It's like sitting in the middle of the room where people are fucking. It's the next... Born 2.0, really, it's crazy.
Like being there in person.
Well, yeah, without seeing the bad things around that you can see when you're really on set, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I also shoot with a company called MyHigh, which is Hardex and all that. So I've been very, very, very busy.
I was going to say, yeah, you shoot for, like, so Jules Jordan, you got several lines for Evil Angel, MyHigh. Is there anybody you don't work for?
Well, you know, I'm lucky because I'm still in demand after that many years, and I'm also in a position to choose the people I want to work for and with, which also mainly allows me to not work for the people I do not want to work for.
You work because you want to, not because you have to.
Exactly, exactly. So it's a great position to be in this industry.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've been talking to a lot of the girls here, and not to, you know, toot your horn there, but every girl I've ever talked to, like, raves about Manuel Ferrara. Whenever I ask them, like, who their favorite people work with or people they want to, that you're always on that list.
I pay them a lot to say all those nice things about me.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I said, you've done so many girls, like, first anal scenes and so many other, I mean...
I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man. Like, they're all beautiful, and let's be honest, what I do for a living is surreal.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a dream.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, you're only five-time male performer of the year here. I think they'll probably name it after you when you retire.
It's nice. Like, it's funny because a lot of people make that joke to me, you know, and there's a lot of new guys now, young guys deserve to win it too. You know, I want it enough, and... you know, Mick Blue last year was a good change, you know, and well-deserved too, so, you know.
Definitely. I think he's got a good shot of repeating this year.
Yeah, he's a good performer. He's everywhere. He's nice and polite. Girls like him, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you're talking about naming award. I think Captain Jack, for his little award thing, actually did name the Male Performer of the Year award after you.
Oh, really? He did? Captain Jack is the man.
Yeah. Yeah, he named the female one Tori Black. She's the only two-time winner.
Yeah, the only one that did that. That's very nice, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what are you up for this year besides the obvious Male Performer of the Year?
I'm going to be very honest with you. I never check the nomination.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them because girls would tell me, oh, you and I are nominated, you know. Kaden and I made a few projects this year, the Screen Wall Street and also the Counter Cruise Wide Open. And I think those got a few nominations, and it would be nice to win something with my wife, you know. It's always nice. It makes her happy, so when she's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Caden Cross, now obviously your wife, you guys got married, and now she's shooting exclusively with you. You guys, you've really brought out a whole new level to her performances.
Yeah, well, the good thing with Caden is that, you know, when you do what I do for as long as I've been doing it, sometimes it gets a little redundant, and you might lose a little bit of the energy I used to put in the movies.
Yeah.
But then when she's with me, helping me, she brings back that energy and makes me want to do more and better.
Yeah.
And she pushes me the right way, so it's really awesome.
Yeah. Well, she's pushed you, I'm saying, but also you've brought a lot out of her, because most people know her as a contract star
for DP.
Now she's doing like multiple anal scenes. You guys did a cream pie movie.
You've
like taken her game to like a whole new level.
Yeah, but she, you know, she wanted that also. Yeah. She, you know, like, it was great for her to be in that contract, in those contracts, but she also wanted to show that she's also a good performer. And when you watch those scenes, you really see that, like, those are like real authentic, very strong scenes, you know.
And I notice now she's got her own, she's directing a line of movies with you as the talent, where you're shooting you with
your... Yeah. We do, we just made a movie for Adult DVD Empire, and also for our own site, TrenchcoatX.com, with Brett Rossi, which is a good performer, you know.
Oh, was it a girl or boy-girl with you and Brett Rossi?
She did a boy-girl with me.
Ah.
She did a boy-girl with Charles Dera and Tommy Gunn. She did the blow bang.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
Go to that Holofilm booth.
Yeah.
Caden is there. Mm-hmm. Talk to her about that.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, especially for a girl who's only done one.
I'll show you the trailer. The trailer is, we just received the trailer last night. Ask her to see the trailer. You'll see. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Especially because she only did like, what, one boy girl before
one
she...
One boy girl, because they made her believe that she would get a contract.
Yeah.
Terrible people, anyway, but you know.
Yeah, that's a hell of a leap.
Right? So, yeah, go check it out. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you and Caden ever thought about doing something similar like what Ryan and Kelly Madison do? Like a husband and wife thing where you bring in like another girl for.
See, you know what's funny is that. It's funny to explain it like that. Her and I, we're not swingers.
Yeah.
This is our business, and she understands you.
That's what
you
I mean.
Exactly. But we're not into fucking other people together. I actually think it's weird more than she does. Like,
really?
Like, she's like, you know, I'd be cool if we do a boy-girl.
Yeah.
Eventually it might happen, but...
You're not ready yet?
I don't know if I'm... You know, I never want to do something that could upset her. And you never know. Sometimes you do a scene, you do something, or you say something that might be interpreted in a way that, you know.
Yeah.
But why not? She wanted us to do a boy-girl with JC Jane, and that might happen.
Yeah, well, I say, if she's cool with you working with girls by yourself, I don't think she'd be all right if she's there.
She's all right, completely.
Yeah.
It's more for me to really, like, it's funny. It's difficult for me to be, you know.
Having another sex with another girl while your wife is watching you.
You've seen the way I perform. Like, I really go 100% in it. Yeah. I don't want her to, you know, she knows, obviously, the way I perform, too, but it's another thing to be in the scene.
Yeah.
You know?
So what you got coming up for 2016, what you've been working on?
So all the things I told you about, and I have a few little surprises this year, man. Like, it's going to look good, and it looks really good. Like, I had two first days here that pretty amazing, and they're going to be fun, so I can't wait for you. Like, I can't really tell details yet, but it's about to happen, and I think it's going to be fun for everyone.
Yeah, very cool, man. So you've been in the business for a long time now. How much longer do you see yourself in the industry?
Well, I'll be in this business forever, I think, at least as a director.
Yeah.
As a performer, I don't have a date of peremption. I don't know how you say that in English.
Expiration date.
But you know, as long as I show up and the girls are still happy to fuck me, I'm good.
They are very happy.
I'm always happy to hear that. It's the day I show up on set and the girls start freaking out about yeah. my age or the way I look, that will be a good reason for me to say, you know what, that's enough.
I don't think so, man. Well, like I said, I know you say you're what, in your late 30s now, but it seems like
40.
Oh, you turned 40 this year?
40, yeah.
Okay. Well, I say that. My point is that you're not. I know that's not old, because it seems like most of the male performers, like I said, are guys in their late 30s and 40s. Like you, Mick Blue, you know, Evan Stone, Tommy Gunn,
yeah.
you know, Eric Everhart. You
yeah.
know,
most Steve Holmes.
Yeah. I mean, Shawn Michaels, like 56 and still
yeah.
rocking it.
Still rocking it. Yeah, yeah.
I know there's a lot of great new guys, but it seems like the top guys tend to be the older, more experienced guys.
We're like, we have more practice. We know.
Yeah, that's what Mick Blue said. He just chalked it up to experience.
Yeah, through the years you learn. And
exactly. Like I said, if you're a woodworker after 20 years, you can make, you know, beautiful things. Well, if you're a porn star after 20 years, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your gate down to a science.
Also, your sexuality change, you know. You can go through rougher time and other time not as rough, and other times, you know. Your sexuality and what turns you on always change. So, you know, it keeps you in the game.
Very cool. Very cool. So, like I said, you want to perform 5 times a year. Are there any other goals or things you'd like to accomplish in your career?
I just want to do more things with. I just want to do more things with Caden Cross. And like it really is exciting for me. Really exciting for me to do projects with her. It's really, she's the love of my life, man. And so doing things with her is the best thing.
All right, very cool, very cool. And here's a question I ask, a standard question I ask all the girls, but you're the first guy. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Passion, you know, and the realness of it, you know. Sometimes girls feel like they have to overdo on the talking or on the, you know, performance.
Yeah.
I'm not about this. I'm just about the realness of the fucking. So.
There you go, man. All right, so how can the fans get in contact with you?
Well, there's my Twitter at Manuel Ferrara, my Instagram at Manuel Ferrara too, and through my website, manuelferrara.com.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.